That album, I think it was 1996, people remarked about just how contemporary it was, sort of how of the moment it was, and how it evoked Shakespeare's, or kind of distilled the ideas of the film down to their very essence. I'm thinking of like the opening track of the album, which is by the band Garbage.
I would die for you. I would die for you.
Well, that had a very evocative lyric, "I would die for you," which I think seemed particularly apt to the story we were telling. But also, we were working with a fantastic music team out of the UK, Nellie Hooper, Marius De Vries and Craig Armstrong. And those three gentlemen had produced Massive Attack's album, they'd produced for Björk, for Madonna, and they were really encapsulating a certain sound that was incredibly appealing and exciting to us, because at that time, it was 1995, we were coming out of the grunge moment, and we were on the cusp of something that was to kind of then slowly sweep through, which was a much more electronic music, much more textural, I think, than grunge was. By the way, grunge fans don't shoot me down.
Yeah, grunge fans, don't be mad.
I'm a fan.
But it's very firmly rooted in the kind of alt-pop bands, Everclear and Garbage, and then, I mean, Radiohead is on the album, and
yes,
it feels like a time capsule.
It does. It feels like a time capsule to me now, listening back to it. I think of it fondly, and I think at that time when we released that soundtrack, when we placed all of that music in the film, it was considered at the time, you know, by the powers that be, to be a little bit too independent, a little bit too on the edge. There was nothing in there to say that this was going to be a breakout popular hit until that song hit the radio waves and people responded.